Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Russ Letica, the host of Fire Talk Radio. Tonight we are on Stage Left, which is a production of Fire Talk Radio, and tonight I am up on the stage. And I will be reading my letter to the Vatican that was published in Whisper and Thunder. Once again, you can find that article at whisperandthunder.org. To the Vatican. I know there are good people in the church that have joined to either make a difference or change, to actually preach the word of God as we have come to know him. But my common sense also tells me that any righteous, caring, good-hearted person dedicated to God would not be part of a society of pedophiles and would speak out against them and bring the truth to light. Where do I find a list of names of those Catholic priests? I do understand caution when dealing with the church sexual abuse and murder cases, but caution at the expense of more children being raped and murdered is a race against time. People in the world know about it, yet they speak in small circles and between certain people. Until we speak freely on the matter without caring who we offend, it will become a taboo subject once again and remain in the dark, allowing these animals to continue raping the innocence of future generations. This issue should roll off the tongues of society, and we must not be afraid to offend others when we make known that we are against church officials raping any child. We're talking the systematic rape and murder of innocents, and we should be loud, pointing fingers, naming names, and seeking justice at all costs. Our children will not be the sex toys to a religion that has accepted it as a way of life for mortal men who are held above the law by their own imaginary supreme power. I do respect everyone's right to religion and their opinions. I would never attack anyone for voicing their views. This angers me to the core of my being. How many more generations and decades of raping children are we going to allow before we realize this is the path that must be taken to bring them to their knees? Talking to them doesn't work. Bringing documentation to them doesn't work. Their secret trials and meetings don't work. To only have judicial justice on a rapist after the church defrocks them doesn't work. Becoming a movement that isn't afraid to speak out loudly about them, I believe, will. Many people today are still unaware of the centuries of documented abuse the church has generated. They hear stories in the news and think, oh, another bad priest. I'm glad they caught him. They don't understand that if the Vatican provokes its power to protect him, he will answer to no justice system. He is above the law to continue raping more children. So in essence, you are all rapists. Either by the actual violence or by the covering it up and looking the other way. What was done to the bloodline of my ancestry at residential schools should have been brought to justice and dealt with at the time. The lesson learned so that it is not repeated. If it had been, we would not still be hearing about the rapes that continue today. When does it end? What are we doing wrong? Whatever those answers are, it is clear we cannot continue doing what we are doing to date. It is not enough, and likely the next world current event will place this issue once again on the back shelf, and they will be allowed to continue raping children. We of all faith should be working together in assuring this practice is stopped, and those responsible are brought to justice. There is no good in any religion that chooses to look the other way and not deal with this epidemic that continues to grow. Why is it so hard for a church or religion to agree that this is an atrocity and end the terror that the Catholic religion has allowed to continue through lies and cover-ups? There is no honor to any religion's God when this is allowed to happen. The people who still give to this religion and fill their pews are enabling perpetrators to continue. I am not sure what it will take to end this violence against innocents, but I am sure that when society stops giving you their money, you won't be able to defend the charges placed against your employees. For centuries, the Vatican has lived a life of luxury, as the people they profess to help continue to live in poverty from generation to generation. It's time to stop giving to institutions who profess to help and become that help yourself. Reach out and help those in need as you honor the Creator by your actions. It is time for natives to return to their ancestral practice of spirituality, so we may rise above the lies and deception of religions that allow these animals to abuse the children of any society. Waliwin, Rasletica, Madawaska Maliseet First Nation. Now, I'm honored to have my brother David Little Eagle, along with Ron White Wolf Duff on Rattles, to be here tonight to cleanse us so that we may continue to walk in a good way.